You know how it works. Through the year, each week, somebody who adds to the program a comment or a video or whatever, a news tip, through email or through call, can be nominated for the MVP. They win a Benz for the weekend from 3 Point Motors. They go into the draw for what we're about to do here, which is win a brand new car. Now, unfortunately, I usually drive this. I haven't had a chance to drive this one yet, but I will drive a version of it as we get into the new year. So we've out at 3 Point in the Fairfield showroom. We've wheeled out the barrel again. Barrel's getting a bit tired, but anyway, the barrel is there. The barrel works. It's all legal. It's all we've got. 563 people from various lottery authorities making sure we're doing the right thing, I'm sure. Principal dealers at 3 Point Motor, the principals are Michael Damasio and Jason Rowe, who are both with me. Michael, Jason, good morning to you both.
Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Neil.
Jason, what's your favourite number?
I'm staring at 11 through the Perspex barrel. I like number 11.
You reckon number... What about you, Michael? What number are you backing?
I like 26, Neil.
Let me tell you what, we're all in trouble if either of them come up. I like 15.
Well, here we
15.
Go.
15. All right. Now, what we've done, and we should explain, we've got the names of all our winners against the numbers. They don't know that. They don't know what their numbers are. We draw out a number. We'll cross-check it with the... Heidi will cross-check it with the names we've got, and we'll call the winner. Jason, how's the year been for you?
Yeah, it's been good, Neil. It's obviously ebbed and flowed like it has for everyone. It's been tough on a lot of customers and our staff as well during certain periods of the year. But, we've come through it really well. The last few weeks since we've reopened have been incredibly busy. And that's generally what we've found throughout COVID is the periods of reopening. The floodgates open and business is back to normal. So, yeah, just a quick thank you to your support, but also to our customers and to our staff throughout the year. Couldn't have done it without everyone. So thank you.
And Michael, what about supplies? We're talking about shortages. You've got plenty of stock at the moment?
Look, we keep telling ourselves we're running out. We have been lucky with stock. Our showrooms are still full, but they are depleting slowly and they are drying up. So anyone looking for a Christmas present, get in very quickly and early because stock is getting tough. But hopefully, fingers crossed, next year gets a lot better and we get more semiconductors built.
Would somebody be giving somebody else a Mercedes-Benz as a Christmas present? Does that happen?
It does. It does. It doesn't happen a lot. It's never happened to me, but it does happen.
Hey, now, Jason, can you tell us about what the prize is here? The winner will receive what?
We're standing in front of a beautiful A180 hatch in white. It's got a big red bow on it waiting for its new owner. It's all the latest tech inside it. It's got Hey Mercedes, so you can talk to the car. I think we've had some previous winners that used to sing to the car. It's got some magnificent ambient lighting. It's got 9 airbags, all the safety features you'd expect of a Mercedes-Benz. It's a fantastic car, heated seats as well, although today you probably won't need the heated seats. But we look forward to it. It's a bit of a rare one at the moment with stock supply at the moment, so we're looking very much forward to giving it away this morning, Neil.
I was going to say, in the past, you've been able to sort of, if people want it quickly, they could get it. But if particularly if they want a different colour or something, it's not going to be quick this time.
Yeah, look, we don't have one of everything at the moment, but we've certainly got one white one in stock already for its new home, and it will work with whoever's the lucky winner and see what we can do if that's not the colour they want.
Yeah, and I remember the bloke who sang, was it a couple of years ago? He sang the Janis Joplin song.
That's correct. I actually ran into him. I was at an event, I think it was at Crown, and you may mention he mentioned he drove limos, and I did run into him, and we had a quick chat, and he was thoroughly enjoying that winning car. So,
that's good. Okay, well, who's the barrel girl, Michael or Jason? Who's in charge?
Jason this year.
All right, it's Jason's turn. Give it a rip. Let it rip, Jason. It's got to go around lots of times. Well, it's going around. I can hear it. And it stopped. That's enough. You can put your hand in and
doors open, hands
11,
in the barrel.
11, 26 or 15. Yep. What's he got? Number
22, Neil. Number 22.
Oh, well, none of us have made it right. Number 22, we are cross-checking to see who that is, and we'll tell you in a moment. Well, we won't tell you. We'll ring them in a moment, number 22. Hey, guys, thank you so much for your help for TLC for Kids and everything. I mean, you've done some superb stuff for them through the year through 3 Point Motors, and I know they really appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, and we enjoy working with you and the TLC and everything else we do, Neil. So this is year number six, so...
Is it really?
Look forward to... fifth car giveaway, one cash prize, but six in total. So sixth year with you and 60 years celebrating 3 points. So all the sixes this year.
Good on you. Okay, well, we're going to dial the number of the winner. We will just stay with us because we'll dial that winner now. I've got a name. I don't know what their call or their involvement was, but we'll get to that. And please answer. Please answer.
Hello, Sean speaking.
G'day, Sean. Neil Mitchell, 3OW. We're on air at the moment. How are you?
I'm extremely excited, Neil. Don't tell me.
All right, I won't.
No, please do. I've been listening intently, and it's on delay a bit, and I heard the barrel rolling. I thought, could this be when the phone rang? Have I won the car?
You have won a brand new Mercedes.
Oh, no way! Thank you so much. I wasn't able to use my weekend prize until 2 weeks ago because of COVID, and I had this beautiful Mercedes. The guys there are just so amazing with their service, the customer service, and this is just... I've never, ever been this lucky. I cannot believe it. Thank you so much, everyone. 3 Point Motors, Neil Mitchell, your show. Oh, it's been quite a year, 2 years for us. I rang because during the year, because I run a swim school and we've been closed for 360 days due to COVID, so that's no income, and this is just an incredible fill up and lift, and I'm just so appreciative. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, that is so good to hear. Now, you obviously remember why you called. We'll play, I think we've got ready. We have ready?
Okay, yeah.
We've got some of your call. This is Sean back on, no, I don't have the exact date, but this is Sean's call.
I'm hoping today the easing of restrictions allows me to open my swim school. We've been closed for 8 months of the last 14 months, and we can't do takeaway swim lessons. We can't do online swim lessons. Yeah. My girls can still do online dancing classes, and I can still pay to do online gym classes, but we just confounded as an industry as to why we can't open.
Well, Sean tipped it off and running. We talked about that a great deal. Can you keep the car, Sean?
Oh, I'm not sure. I hope so. Look, I've got a 15-year-old who, is on her rails, and she'll probably love the car. But I'd love to see it. The financial side will have to weigh up with the rest of my family. Because we're falling behind a bit. But I'm not sure what my options are yet. But I certainly want to come and check out this car, and I'll tell you
what it is anyway. You can, I would. They're a beautiful little car, and we'll keep going forever, which would be good for you. Jason, you want to talk to Sean? Tell Sean what he's won.
Merry Christmas. Sounds like it's a great prize after a couple of tough years. So congratulations from the team at 3 Point Motors. And you're now the proud owner of a brand new A180 hatch.
I can't believe it.
In front of it. And it's all yours. We look forward to showing it to you in person.
Hey, Sean, have you ever driven a Mercedes?
Well, the only time I have was 2 weekends ago because I was the weekly winner, and it was magnificent car. It was so comfortable. It was so modern. It looked and felt huge, but it drove like, it was just light as a feather. And my parents actually both have a very old Mercedes, but I rarely get to drive their cars. They're passionate Mercedes owners themselves.
Oh, well, yeah. Don't tell Michael. He collects them. We're going to go and buy them. What are they? What sort of Mercedes have they got?
I'm not a real car aficionado. They're both four-wheel drive Mercedes. And in fact, my dad had a car accident. He fell asleep at the wheel, nodded off for a second, and had a massive accident. And he credits the Mercedes to saving his and my mum's life. So even without winning this car, I'm truly in debt to Mercedes because he credits his life
good
to
mate,
because of the car he was driving.
Good mate who was a top traffic cop, and he said to me, if you're ever going to have a crash in the Mercedes. And don't have a crash, but if you're going to. Well, I tell you what, get some photographs of those cars and take them in when you see the boys. They'll certainly want to see them. It's just great to hear that you need a break and you've got a break. That's superb. Thanks. Thank you for being part of it.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you to everyone, 3 Point Motors, 3AW. I'm forever grateful. Appreciate it.
Are the doors open for the swim pool swim classes yet?
You know, they are. We've been open for 3 weeks, and it's, you know, it's timely. The drowning numbers around Australia, you've probably seen some publicity during the last week, and they're just, especially for kids under five, unfortunately, especially in Victoria, the drowning numbers have you know, increased fivefold. Well, so it's important that a business like ours get to stay open. Yeah.
Plug it. Come on. There's a second freebie today. Plug your business.
My swim school is Sean Swim School in Hoppers Crossing, 936-96977. We've been here for 27 years now, and last week I had to teach baby classes, and some of the babies I taught were babies of babies that I originally taught. So their dads were babies I taught. So it's an honour to be able to do that. The second generation customers come back.
Sean, you hang on. We'll have a chat to you off air and organise for you to go and see the guys. And Michael and Jason, that's great, isn't it? It's lovely. It's going to somebody... Well, any winner would be good, but it's going to somebody who really deserves it. I don't think anybody would deny that. That's a great result, isn't it, Jason?
Congratulations. Yep. Great win.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you off air and get it all. And thanks again for your support. 3 Point Motors, Fairfield, Epping and Kew came on board 6 years ago, and they have been superb. I deal with them a lot off air. They do a lot of things behind the scenes to help in deserving cases. We've had a few on air this year too. They do a lot for TLC for kids. They are lovely people to deal with. And look, I don't say that because I have to. I don't have commercial arrangements with them or anybody else for that matter. I say that because I genuinely like them. I've never bought a car from them. I will, perhaps, one day if I'm lucky. But I genuinely mean it. They are very good people to deal with. The culture around that company, if it's anything like those two blokes, is superb. Sean, that's lovely. That is well done. I really wish him well. He was just so pleased.